Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. Hey!
Yay! We apologize for not coming to visit y'all last week. Did you miss us? Yeah. We had a week off. Life been lifing.
Man, I feel like I live in this place.
Really? Yeah. I don't.
Every time I turn around.
You here?
Turn around every now and then.
See how y'all do.
Turn around.
Was that on the little infomercial?
It was. Yeah, it was a song, commercial.
A famous song in the 80s.
I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
I do.
Not you, youngster.
Not YF Vonnie. You know that's everybody's name for me now. Everybody YF.
What YF stand for?
No, I thought it was YN.
I'm YF. Somebody YF and YN. You know it's a
YN
gang
is
of
young
them.
Nigga. Yeah, so you know YN
is
Lucian.
YF. Mine is young fine Vonnie.
Oh, okay. Young okay. Fine. I said the other day.
I think I'm going through midlife.
I think that our Generation X has like the best of both worlds, especially the age we're at, because we can go from Anita Baker to Glorilla in all of a song change. Mm-hmm. And I just love that for us because like these kids now, I take that back because they love Fantasia. When
they
I
love
see
Fantasia.
You, that's their song. So they like our music, but they kind of got to get into it.
I even saw a reel where the girl, I think when the Breaking My Heart challenge came out, they're starting to get into Mint Condition as well. So they're starting to get into the 90s.
Like 80s. The Tevin Campbell.
They loving Tevin Campbell now. And I'm just like, y'all just not get, but see, that's our music. But we grew up actually listening to Anita Baker with our
parents.
Yeah. We grew up listening to.
And then our parents introduced us to the music that
they listened to.
And
because we was into the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
For sure.
And the Chaka Khans. And
Commodores.
You know, one of my favorite fun songs from Aretha Franklin's Pink Cadillac.
Cadillac. You remember that?
Riding down the street.
Mm-hmm. I just like the video.
Yeah, that was your favorite Aretha Franklin
song?
A fun song?
Yeah. I just remember every morning getting in the car, going to school. I mean, at the exact same time every morning.
Cadillac.
That song
wasn't
to
that
play.
On that was Whoopi Goldberg's movie, right?
I think
it was
so.
In there.
I think so.
I don't know. I think if I was gonna have a fun Aretha Franklin song, I would be like, "We going riding on a freeway."
Wait, Whoopi Goldberg.
That's Pink Cadillac. Cadillac. Yeah. Okay. That is a fun song. Yeah,
I used to love it.
Jumpin' Jack Flash?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Okay.
Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I was thinking of. Okay. But I don't know. Aretha Franklin, she's something, bro. But she had some hits. And you know what was crazy?
And she wrote some hits.
She did.
Oh, I didn't know she was a writer.
Oh, my God.
She wrote some hits. But let me tell you, I'm on this tangent. We was talking about hot flashes and shit in the car. So I woke up one particular night and Aretha Franklin had she had a lot of husbands. But Aretha Franklin's first husband actually got into an altercation down in Alabama with the writers of her second or third album, which was her most successful album, because it was an all-white band. She comes in, sings with them. This is when she created R.E.S.P.E.C.T. It was on that album. Mm-hmm. So this was a all white band, and they did a whole like just a presentation to them on this show, right? Just saying all the hits that they wrote. Y'all would never realize that this particular all white band was so instrumental in so many black artists just like come out and kaboom album. And I can't remember what they called, but they out of Alabama. And
the band is out of Alabama?
Yeah. Oh, so wow. They were just a band of musicians.
So, I can,
so I'm going to tell y'all, but it was
Southern State band, white,
yes.
Playing for a black
Aretha
singer.
Franklin's okay. Husband actually got in a fight with the band members, and they made him carry his ass home. And Aretha said, that's the end of this marriage because these white boys is the ones that's making me some money. So later for you, you ain't doing nothing but holding me back, which he was.
Did don't get me wrong, Jennifer Hudson did a wonderful job in the movie Aretha.
I never saw it.
Respect. I watched that one. But now let me tell you, the story that was on National Geographic
was better.
Yes. Because they didn't hold no.
Oh,
because
they didn't dumb it down.
But I'ma tell you. To me, it was more about the dad's life, Reverend C.L. Frank. That man was something else, okay? And learning about all the other singers and how they used to go and meet up at his house to have parties.
Well, they said the relationship between her and the daddy was very strange.
It was very strange.
I wouldn't be surprised if Reverend C.L. Franklin were one of them churned. Father.
I hope not.
It is rumored,
the first child is, but she said it was a friend of the dad's who would come to the parties and, you know.
But what kind of pastor having all them wild, I'm talking about sex parties,
if you
parties,
all
Vaughn.
Have never watched the one on National Geographic, I'm going to give you the correct name of it.
So it's called I looked it up. It's called the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section.
Okay.
All white band. And baby, let me tell you something. Muscle Shoals got some hits behind they ass. Mm. Because when they did the rundown of everyone who they've produced over the, did it go back as far as the 50s? Well, I know definitely it was the 60s. But yeah, they really, 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 you got to see the whole little untold story behind the Muscle Shoals band, because it was very interesting. And I was shocked. I really was. But okay. That's how
I
we go down them rabbit holes.
Yeah, but Aretha's, the movie on National Geographic is called Genius, because I believe they did one on Albert Einstein. I think you told me about that one, Vaughn, if mm-hmm. I'm not mistaken, because this has been a couple of years.
They
back.
Did a bunch of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they did. They did on Albert Einstein's life and some other people's life, but the one is Genius, and it's Aretha. Y'all, please check that out if you're not doing anything during the holiday season.
I'm going to check it out.
Check it out, because it told a different story. And it made me intrigued, because now I want to know more about Reverend C.L. Franklin. Because somebody need to do a bio on him, because he is something else. Honey.
She been through a lot, though.
Yes,
just
she
like
did.
Just like everybody.
She, yes, and she was very smart. You can tell she was very smart, very intelligent young lady. So I know we get on the rabbit holes about celebrity and music life, but...
But y'all know that about us. We love music.
Yes.
And we...
Music tells a story.
And
that's
yes,
why I love it.
It does.
Absolutely.
And we got ADD. Mine is diagnosed and they just waiting to go to the doctor for theirs.
I struggled yesterday.
I have taken my Adderall today.
I need some, babe.
I don't know if I need Adderall. I don't know what it is.
And stop buying that bullshit off of TikTok and all these other places. What Pizzo put on there the other day. Talking about that focus do not work.
Yeah.
Don't buy that shit.
What?
Y'all stop. So they have these gummies and different supplements that they are promoting that they say, I guess, have like the lion's mane in it or different things or, you know, things that make you more cognitive aware or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just kind of heighten your focus, right? But it's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Now, I can definitely tell you what I've had before, and it actually worked. It didn't work immediately. It took a couple of days for it to really get into my stream. And I know... somebody over here gonna laugh when I say it, but ashwagandha actually really works.
Ashwagandha. Why are we laughing, sir?
It actually really works.
Well, I heard that it helps with anxiety and focus.
When I say calms,
well, I actually take the ashwagandha gummies before bed.
Do you?
Yes. So mine is like mine is in vitamin form, but it's a gummy vitamin. Mm-hmm. So I take mine before bed to kind of settle me down because I race all day.
Anxious.
Yeah, I race all day from the ADHD. Mm-hmm. So I need that calming.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
To bring me back. So
it works in a lot of different ways.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ashwagandha. I heard ashwagandha was also good for sexual function.
It is.
Yeah.
Ashwagandha. But no, it does. It calms you down. It makes you just mild and just relax.
Yeah, and I have a relaxed tea. And so I drink my tea. Mm-hmm. So I have this blend of teas. I might share with y'all. I might not. I have this blend of teas. I love hot tea before bed. It also is very calming and soothing,
like
helps with your digestion. It's a blend of dandelion tea, ashwagandha root, and I can't remember my other one, but it's on my bag. But I blend those teas together, and then I use my honey for a natural sweetener, and I use that with my gummy, and that helps me sleep.
Oh,
although
good.
Now, with the hot flashes, y'all send us some suggestions. We going through it. It's rough out here.
It is.
I don't want to go through it.
But it's coming.
I don't think so.
It's coming.
I don't know.
Okay. Keep on thinking that, youngster.
I think I have a little touch of it. Well, but I don't think I'm going to get a full.
It is different. Yeah, it is different. And everybody does it.
Yeah.
Because somebody asked me when I was, not irregularities with sleeping. Mm-hmm. They said, well, you're not going through perimenopause. I was like, I don't know. See, I didn't know that was a that was a trait.
Yeah.
So, it could be insomnia.
Yes.
Well, yeah. And so now the sweats
all
are
that.
Here.
For me. Unexplained weight gain.
Mm-hmm. Unexplained weight gain. And then, you just pass it out.
It just messes with
you. It's going to skip me.
It's hard out here.
It's okay.
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 All right, skip.
I'm in denial, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Supervisor.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Roll that beautiful bean footage. We got to get at our topic. Because we're going to have a time with this one.
Or this is a real conversation because it's nice to be with a powerful man.
Oh, yeah.
And it does make you a gold digger.
Mm-mm.
Why waste your time dating somebody who is not going to elevate your life? And
not even just that. But here's the thing. I don't want to stress you out by trying to keep up with my lifestyle that I already have and am accustomed to. Why? Because if I'm going to these restaurants just for lunch meetings and it takes you your whole check to take me there, I don't want to stress you out. You cannot hang with me. You are still wanting a vacation for the weekend. I vacation and go on holiday for the month. We are not going to be able to make this work. That's simple to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be with anyone that I have to be a teacher. Life is spanking us right now. Life is our teacher. Can I live in a house where I'm always teaching you as well? That's too much. That's too heavy. I don't want that. I'm gonna teach you some things, on an everyday basis, but not where, the life lessons you were supposed to have and stored up on me, because I'm damn sure gonna give them to you. I'm world traveled. I'm well-cultured, I'm talented, I'm successful, I'm domesticated, I'm family. You get all these things. Don't you know that I have a list as well? You need to have your list. Do I check the boxes that you need for in a woman? Do you check the boxes for me? And one of them has to be accomplished, successful, powerful, and rich. It's other things, though. It's funny. It's God-fearing. It's family. It's generous. It's a leader. But see, those first four that I named, normally all those other things at the bottom come with that type of men.
Mm-hmm.
Because business men move differently, more strategic than the rest. Because their moves, they have a lot on the line to lose if they make the wrong decision.
If you still trying to play it off and trying to figure it out and all of that, you kind of, you just getting a little bit. Bosses say, let me have that. And let I have one too. Exactly. And a boss bitch is going to say, exactly, that's what you were supposed to do. I'm not going to sit there and go, oh my God, he said I can have one too. That's for the women that don't know no better. I'm deserving of. You're supposed to.
Watch the full video.
Mm. Well, that said a mouthful, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. It sure did. And you know what? I was over here thinking a different women and men require different things.
Right.
I may require something different from the next woman. That woman may require something different from that woman. Mm-hmm. And same thing with men. I really do think you have to know yourself and know your worth, know your value, mm-hmm. know what you will accept, know what you will not accept. And don't be so amongst yourself. It's okay to, you know, feel a certain way, but you never let that other person feel. For example, and this is where I'm going. When she said she can get one too. Right. Don't look so surprised or look so anxious or look so
right.
like
That's
you never had
said.
Anything before. Right. Mm-hmm. You played a part. You played a role like you know you deserve it.
Right.
Even if you are not used to it or right. you are not feel like you're worthy of it or whatever. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know why would you not think that. But you never make yourself look that desperate mm-hmm. of not knowing that, you know, oh my God, I get one too. Mm-hmm. You don't do that.
Yeah, and that's what she's saying.
Never do
she's
that.
Like,
ever.
You don't know any better. So she's like, you damn right I get one too.
But when you're not used to it, I could see women portraying that when they're not used to that type of lifestyle.
Right.
And because
but you don't do it in front of the person that you're with.
No.
And that's why she just put everybody on
that's
game.
When you
that's
get,
when she
girl, you wait till you get to your girlfriend, like, did you know this motherfucker did this right here? Like
right.
I wasn't expecting it.
Right.
Not saying that I didn't deserve it.
Right.
But I wasn't expecting it.
Right.
Or I didn't expect it to come from this person
right.
or whatever. Because you know, I've said things before,
mm-hmm.
but I would never ever display that character
right
in front of that person. Mm-hmm. Never.
Right.
Ever.
I mean, it's all in how you raised. You know, it's the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of women, you know, just depending on how they were raised or what they saw coming up, they're not going to instinctively just be like, oh, yes, I am deserving of. A lot of women don't even feel like they deserving of a good man. Let's be honest, ladies. So to be pampered and to be catered to and, yeah, me personally,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what God put in me, but I didn't see, you know, being catered to and women being put on a pedestal. I didn't see that. But I already knew it was already instilled in me by God that was the life that I was supposed to have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't work hard when I'm with a man.
Right.
I better not, because then I don't need you. When I'm with a man, I am catered to. My niggas, I can cook, but my niggas cook for me.
Mm-hmm.
My niggas serve me. They give me money. They do things for me because it's a privilege for me to be there with them. As in, if they're a man in my space, it's a privilege for me to be with them just as it is for them to be with me. So I say all these things saying that I deserve, but I also give off when a man is being and putting me top tier, he's going to get the same in return. So it's not like I'm expecting all these things and I'm not giving anything back, because I treat my men very good. But those are the men that treat me very good.
Right. Because right. you can't give that to anyone.
Hell
no, you can't.
Hell no.
Absolutely
mm-hmm.
not.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Because everybody is not worthy. But I feel like, and if I ever come upon a gentleman who I am courting, dating, whatever, and I don't feel like I'm on that pedestal or treated there, I exit stage left, because mm-hmm. you don't deserve me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I agree.
You got big shoes to fill when you come this way because I am a woman who has been treated a certain way. And if you can't match what he's done and do it even better, I don't need you because I can do everything for myself.
Right. Just like Lisa Ray said, I don't want to stress you out.
Right.
Because if I'm doing this without problem, now I don't want you trying to go broke trying to impress me.
Right.
Please do not do that.
Right. Because there is someone for you.
Right.
That can that can manage and keep you happy and not stress you
mm-hmm.
in the capacity that you are, you know, able to.
Yeah. That just brought up the song with Lotto, Brokey, when she's like, you wait to go out of town for your birthday.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you got to wait. You got to save up. You got to build up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't get me wrong. I save up, too, to do certain things, but it ain't because of special occasions.
That's,
right.
you know? That's because right. you're by yourself, though.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's true, too.
And let's be honest. If you really needed to go into your savings or do something, you could pay for it outright. You just know that you are in your own zone right now by yourself. So it would be more beneficial to you to kind of stretch things out. But if you wanted to, you could.
Yes. And I'm at that age in life where I should be able to do that.
And what I'm saying is I know what I can do for myself and mm-hmm. I do very well for myself by myself.
Right.
I damn sure ain't gonna be with no nigga struggling.
Absolutely. No.
And that's why I'm not going 50-50 or, you know, making concessions for my life. If I got a man, what? Hold on. You supposed to be over here adding value to my life, not subtracting. So there's no need for you to be here.
I remember years ago, I had a coworker who her and her husband had a daughter, and she said her husband would take her daughter to like Red Lobster, Olive Garden, take her on trips and stuff like solo trips and stuff like that, because she said she didn't want when her daughter began to be a teenager that when a young man take her to like smoke the California Dreamers or something like that. That
for it
was,
to be a big
I mean,
deal.
It was nice to do. It's mm-hmm. a great restaurant, but she just didn't want to be so impressed with that she felt like she has to do
we
anything.
Setting the standard at right. a very young age.
Yeah, she was like, we already take her to trips to Miami. She's already been to the Bahamas and all of that stuff. And she said not to say that the young men, you know, supposed to take her to Italy or France when she's mm-hmm. in her 20s, but however to say, okay, great, yeah, we can go here. I have been here before. So it's about being more cultured, about, you know, just saying, okay, this is what you're supposed to do.
Or
so
just now maintaining that.
Right.
You don't always have to supersede it,
mm-hmm.
but maintaining
Absolutely.
What I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go back to what I used to be. Now, if I want to, it is there. The option is there.
Right.
But I feel like when you set the standard at a younger age, when mothers teach their daughters how mm-hmm. to pamper themselves,
right,
they don't have to wait on somebody else to know, teach them how to, you know, to mm-hmm. get pampered by someone else.
Right.
When you are self-sufficient, I mean, you are already unlocking so many doors for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone that steps in that space already gonna either have to match it, or you already going to know, like, yeah, I can't.
I posted something a few weeks ago. And I speak on this subject quite often on the show, mm-hmm. so I know y'all be tired of me. But I said, don't wait until you meet me to try to get your weight up. You already supposed to come to me. I'm supposed to match your weight class. And
yeah,
I was referencing it to boxes. Because don't be no damn lightweight coming to the heavyweight fight, then talking about you got to get trained and built up to come and be with me. Fuck that shit. I'm not raising nobody's son. We 48. I'm 48. And normally I don't date within my age range. So if you my age or older and you ain't already got your shit together, like, it's a problem for me. But it's niggas out here who 50, 55, credit total fuck up, still trying to figure out what they're going to do in this stage in their life. They might have like a career or whatever going on, but they still trying to build and get extra money here, there to make up for the different shortcomings and bills and different. Come on. You should not be actively dating when your shit ain't all the way together.
But there's right, some, you have said but that. There is someone out there that looks at that situation and okay with it.
He trying.
And they're okay with
and
it.
They're okay with it. And that's okay for them. Look, because everybody's right. situation is different. Everybody's relationship is different. Right. So
and not, I'm not that, but want, everybody's yeah. not in the same on the same level. Everyone no. is not at the same stage of life that no. you're mm-hmm. in.
Right.
So a person who's not have even reached that stage of life of a hardworking person that's trying to get things together, they probably be worse off than the person that they're dating and see that as inspiration.
Right. And I was not offended by anything that Lisa Rae said.
No.
It was just like, it was just a reality check. Like, yeah, no, you can't hang with me. If you're about to go broke because we're going to this restaurant and this is a restaurant that I like to eat all the time.
I frequent often.
It's just something that you accustomed to.
But there are men who will make you feel bad. Try to make
yeah,
you feel
that's
bad
true. I know.
About what your expectations are. And I posted that the other day. You can't have expectations
yeah,
without an agreement.
Yeah, I did see that. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yep.
But if I told you from the gate what the hell you need to have together to come over here, don't act like it wasn't no agreement. Because when I told you what I needed, and you continue to pursue me, then yeah, nigga. You signed.
We didn't agree to that.
You virtually signed on the dotted line. Yes. You that said you was going to be yeah. able to pull this off. Don't get over here him and the horn now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't think that I don't have pity and mercy on right. individuals who are actually trying and do have the potential.
That's not you. That's not.
That's not my problem.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to get that done over there. That's just like when I have financial little difficulties here and there sometimes where I don't overspend or done a little. So at that point in time, that's when I got to go grind, get my money together, yep. and I got to rebound
yep.
from where I was at. Yep. And in that time, respect my space. Don't come at me with no fucking what you doing, where you at. Hey, big head.
You still working?
Yeah. Why you always working? If you ain't over here trying to help me with what I got going on, get the fuck off my phone. Stop texting me. Stop bothering me. Leave me alone. I'm not bothering you. I'm in my zone. I'm trying to get my money back right. I'm trying to rebuild. Let me have my space. That's why I don't answer inbox shit.
Yeah, no.
Don't ask me how I'm doing today. Send me some money so I can eat, motherfucker. Because I didn't call you. Mm-mm. I'm not bothering you. I don't care what you're doing. I'm trying to do me over here. And that's not me being mean. That's me worrying about me doing what I got to do for me. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what you ate today. Apparently, you good over there. So stay your ass over there.
That's just tactics to get you off track. That's all.
Exactly.
It is.
It's a distraction.
It's a distraction, yes. It's a distraction.
Stop letting niggas distract you from what you need to be.
That's all.
You
it
need
is.
To be your best bitch for the next man who
and
come in your life
open and
who
honest.
Got his shit all the way together. So y'all can be a fucking power couple. Cause you cannot be a power couple when somebody's off kill.
Well, not right. only that, the I best way to that. Get rid of, I ain't gonna say get rid, but the best way to open up that conversation is to be honest. Be honest with that person. Well,
right.
When you are honest, either they're gonna accept it mm-hmm. and or like, man, fuck this, whatever. Or, you know, they're gonna move on because guess what? It was too much for them. They bit off more than they can chew. If every woman that got an inbox from a man that's they barely even know
mm-hmm.
or they may know them, but they know like, okay, why are you in my inbox? Why when right. we're out in public, you never say anything to me like that? Or
right.
how come, you know, I'm not your little secret, number one.
Right.
Number two, if I'm being really honest with you and say those things, that's either going to stop you in your track or you're going to try to figure out a way to, you know what, not saying impress, but show me something different than what's in this inbox.
That's right.
It's going to be one of the two. 9 times out of 10, it's going to stop you in your tracks.
And I have to tell men all the time who text me, inbox me, or whatever. I have a male-based business. So with that being said, I see where you've spent money or where you haven't. So when men ask me, why you don't never return my calls? Why you don't never text back? Because you haven't spent any money. You haven't spent any money with me.
And then you're a gold digger.
No. It ain't.
That's what you label as.
Yeah. But this is my business. This is my business. Right. Now, we ain't even talking about the personal. You're not going to distract me from what I'm doing right now, sir. I'm running a fucking business. I'm taking care of myself. So if you haven't spent any money with me, I don't owe you my time to call you or text you back.
Well, they say time is one of the most precious, valuable
currency. Yeah, because you can't get it back.
You can't get it back.
So I'm going to aimlessly
you can't put a price give you
on give you out minutes to hours of my time, and you haven't paid me for my time. You are a distraction. You in the way.
That's a withdrawal with no deposit.
You in the way. Mm-hmm. You want to talk? Book an hour with me. Pay me. And you could talk my fucking head off while you getting your services done.
Well.
Ain't no robbery in the fucking Fed Exchange, is it?
No, it's not. Mm-mm. That's a barter to me.
But that's how men, they want to sleep. They want to sell you some bullshit, then sleep with you, then tell you after the fact, oh, I thought we was just kicking it. I thought we was just chilling. And da 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 da. No, that's not what you thought. Mm-mm. You was telling me everything you needed to tell me in order to get what you want, and now shit done change. Or they gonna feel like, let me see how much I can get from her before I have to pull back and move on to something else. No, you're gonna invest in me from the beginning because I already know what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
That's what I'm saying. People need to be straight up with people.
Yep. I really agree with that. I'm telling you, if you're honest, it's going to stop a lot of people in their tracks. They can be like, I don't want to fool with this.
Right.
Or you know what? They may see it as a challenge for them. And some people will try to run you down.
And what's the problem with a gentleman saying, hey, I would love to take you out to dinner so we can talk over why I'm even pursuing you. Mm-hmm. Okay, dinner. So I know I'm getting fed, right? I get there to dinner. He said, I think you're a beautiful woman. I would like to eventually sleep with you. I know that's abrupt, but nigga, that was in your mind. You think I'm attractive. You want to have sex with me. So I can either say at that point at dinner, okay, so I think you're attractive too. I would eventually love to sleep with you. We can pursue this. I don't have to sleep with you that night, but at least we know we on the same page. Because a lot of y'all niggas think that just because you're attracted to somebody and you want to sleep with them, that they're attracted to you and they want to sleep with you. And that is not the case.
Or if you take them out and you just assume that they're interested.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because y'all could save yourselves a lot of heartache if you intro the conversation to, hi, beautiful, I think you're attractive. Are you attracted to me? I could easily say no, and you can move on about your goddamn business. Uh-uh. What the hell? What am I saying? That's real.
Well, I don't know if it'll go
Get on the mic.
What world are y'all in?
Well, hold on.
Wait a minute.
See, here's I'm trying to understand. Like, here's it.
It may not come out that exact way.
Let's be real, okay? Like, all of that sound good. I hear women on all these many different podcasts and all these things going on about, yes, just be honest, or even if a guy is not, let's say he's not lying, he's just not saying exactly what he's thinking. He's going through this process that used to be called dating, where we used to be able to go through this courtship. We used to be able to not have to be like, hey, I just want to have sex. At what point did that stop? You feel what I'm saying? Like, now everybody, all these women are coming out now saying, just tell me what you want. Just tell me that you want to do this because it makes it my decision whether I decide to stay or not. Well, what happened to, hey, how about we get to know each other because we may not have an initial attraction? Because if there wasn't an initial attraction, I doubt that you would even be on this date with me. if there wasn't an initial attraction. Something had to be there to get you to the table.
The why conversation am I, it may not be a physical attraction. Why,
yeah, that's what I'm saying, the conversation or the looks.
That's my point. Yeah. And I think that we've gotten to this level of so-called, I think that women have gotten to the point that they're tired of getting screwed over. So right. they're like, hey, look, just tell me what your intentions are so I can tell you no from the start.
Yeah, there was an initial attraction for me to get to the date. So now while we're on the date, these are when the questions that need to be asked spin off.
But my question is that's my question is
what is
when did courtship change? Because it has changed.
Oh, it's changed a lot. That's
what I'm saying.
Courtship has changed a lot.
It was what you're saying right now, Yoshi, is yo, hey, the conversation needs to be this. I'm seeing all types of conversations. Does body count matter? Or does this? Or does that? Or blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a point in society where none of these things mattered.
Mm-hmm. But it matters
it
now.
It matters now.
It matters now because we made it matter.
I think it should always matter.
It should have mattered then, though. It should have mattered then.
I think it should have always mattered. I really do.
But I think that's the problem. To me personally, that's the problem with dating is we're making so many things matter that to a certain degree are irrelevant. I don't care what you did in your past. You're here today.
I get that part, too.
I'm just saying.
I get that part, too. I don't really care because everybody has a past.
Everybody does.
Everybody has a past. But don't bring your past if you haven't resolved your past. Don't bring your past to my present.
Well, true. Okay. Valid. Right? What you just said is valid. Well then, don't treat me like I'm your past.
How am I treating you like my past?
No, both points valid.
But how am I treating you like my past if I'm getting straight to the meat and the potatoes at the initial meeting?
But the only reason you're getting to the meat and potatoes is because of things that have happened to
in
you.
The past.
But it happened to your past, so you're I treating me,
yeah,
like what happened in your past.
Even if
and everybody deserves a fair exchange.
And right. Everybody deserves a fair exchange on even playing field. Regardless. Like you're saying, don't treat you like don't come to you, not this, not that. And I get that. And I respect that. If listening to her, nobody should approach her that don't got their shit together.
Oh, they right. All of our listeners know by now.
Right. But they still try.
The first thing I would do is like, oh, you got a podcast? Let me go listen to what she say.
Right. And that's what.
And then I probably, a lot of them do now. I probably might not call ever again.
Right.
But that's to save you the heartache. That's to save me the heartache. I'm just saying.
Pretty much, yeah.
But in a sense of what I mean by that is dating has changed, and everybody's saying it's difficult because neither side can get over what's happened to them.
But I don't feel like nothing really always have to happen.
No, sometimes, subconsciously, it
just happens like that.
It just is going like yeah,
I can have my own money. Let's just say I've always been self-sufficient. I've never had to ask or want for anything. Let's just say I was raised, and this is the honest thing about me. My father, my dad, treated me as such when growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I saw in my very own eyes how he treated my mother, right? And this doesn't always go right because some people got good parents in the household and they still go live.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the value of being taken care of and I know how it makes me feel. Mm-hmm. And I know that it gives me a sense of security. And I know when I do for myself, I'm at ease. I'm at peace when I go out there and I can just purchase this by myself. Right. I don't need a co-signer for this. I can, if I need to put my name on a $100,000 loan, that I can secure it by myself.
Right.
And I know if any shortcomings come, I know how to get myself out of it because I know I'm resourceful. I know that I have the intelligence. I have the brain. I know how to communicate to the point where I can get what
I
want.
And you don't
want to
be with nobody who's not resourceful.
I'm not going to be with anyone who's not resourceful.
But but here's my thing.
I'm not going to be with someone that cannot make me feel secure. I will not be with someone that doesn't know how to provide for themselves.
Right? I'm not, and I don't think that you should. I am agreeing with everything you said. My thing when it comes to dating is I don't think that you know that from Yoshi's standpoint of this upfront conversation. Because to me, personally, if we're in a conversation and we're on date number one or even date number two, I think that over a length, a period of time, you learn each other. You can learn a person's spending habits by not even asking them straight up, mm-hmm. just by listening and paying attention to what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You could just find...
Oh, give me a second. Okay.
You can find those things out. Because to me personally, if we're in this getting to know you stage, I would find it extremely offensive if you asking me, hey, you want to sleep with me? Or if, hey, do you, what's your credit score? The number of different plethora of other questions or conversations that I've personally had. This is not even anything that I'm directing towards you innately, just mm-hmm. different things that I've dealt with. And in those moments in which those questions come up, in my mind, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Because a part of this is me getting to know you organically, and it's not, if we can't sit down and have a conversation without, hey, question one on the checklist, question two, question three, or what's your next question? How about we just have a conversation? Can we have a conversation without that? Do you lack the mental capacity and intelligence to have a conversation with me outside of asking me questions about me personally dating? Yes, I have 6 kids. Yes, I'm on child. What else you need?
And that might be a turnoff for someone.
But that's fine.
It may not matter to a person. It just depends on the person.
I have told many a people, so.
Right. Because they don't have to live in your shoes, right?
You do not have to.
You don't have to support me.
You don't have to deal with me. I'm not asking you to help me with my child support.
I'm just letting you know.
I'm just letting you know.
And at some point, but that doesn't even come up early on. It's like later. Like, you find, oh, you got kids? Yeah. Then sometimes it's, are you on child support? And sometimes I go, really, that's not your business.
But why, mm-hmm. if we're pursuing a...
Well, it just...
Depending on first or second date. Like you said, that's how deep the relationship talk goes. About. Yeah, right, because, right, Vaughn.
This is my money. I'm taking you out on a date. It don't matter what I got financially.
Right.
It don't matter what I'm doing. We're on this date today doing this.
Right.
Now, if we get somewhere down the road where where our finances intertwine...
Maybe she's ahead of herself with you and... But think about it. If she asked that question, it's probably because she's looking at you already with potential. Like, he seems like a really good guy that I would like to pursue. And this is her mm-hmm. assessment of you.
Yes.
And so now she's asking more questions to bring more assessment into what she wants from you. And that may be a part of the assessment that she said, okay.
But Lisa just said it. I don't want to stress him out to keep up with my lifstyle.
Well,
you
can't.
But see, you're not on that same assessment level that she's on. For you, it's like, it's my business. I shouldn't have to tell her.
At the end of the day, I'm not approaching her because she's on a totally different life. Not even lifestyle.
You're not approaching her, but do you know how many men who are not even on your level who think that they can try her?
Well, then if they try and she says yes, the only thing that beats a try is a no.
Right. No, right.
You know what I'm saying? True. So if she opens up her doors to say, hey, look, you know, the only thing with her list, I had an issue with the arrangement, not what was on it.
Well, she said, and there is more. And that's why she said, usually people that have, right, you're going to have the ones, you're going to have those assets that she stated.
But that's, let's say, mm-hmm. let's say, devil's advocate, you come from old money and you're not new money.
Right.
If you come from old money, you don't necessarily have, you can support that lifestyle because that's what you came up in. That's the money you have.
But right. then we got you to look build, at you the didn't person
build,
that
but you
has.
Didn't build that. You know what I'm saying? I think the people that build new money have those attributes that she was talking about on the bottom level. Those are the ones that build new money. The majority of those that come second, third generation old money, sometimes
you think they're very arrogant or something,
not
or
arrogant,
entitled.
Some leadership, the leadership quality, some of those other, the bottom four qualities. I forgot what she said.
But she said humor,
God fearing, funny, yeah. family, generous, and a leader.
Okay. And so, but sometimes I think though, Yoshiran, that I think that the people that have old money, they look for that family member or that person close to the family or the person that was running the business. They want that generation to continue. So they look for a person that has leadership.
Okay, let's look for it. Okay, let's ask okay. you this. Kids of celebrities.
Okay.
How many of them, I know you could come up with a couple, But I think it's more that have failed at this to continue the generational wealth and are just living off of their parents' names.
I don't
than
know.
Than those that have successfully done it.
Well, I look at a lot of the hip-hop generation of children, and it looks like they're making them work. A lot of them are going to college. A lot of them are opening up businesses, and they don't even want you to know that their parents are such and such and such and such. They want to build a name for themselves.
I agree with you. I'm just
That's
saying,
what I see now. Now, I can see, like, what's the T.I. baby name?
King, I think.
King. Mm-hmm. Now, he's one of the ones,
he's a coattail
I'm
writer.
Very entitled. Like, yes. Look, T.I. is my dad, Tiny's my mom, and this is what y'all going to get. Whereas you see the other children, all of them are doing well. They're accomplished. I look at Candy Burris' daughter. Riley's going to school to become a lawyer.
Is that more on the parents?
I think it's how you teach your child.
That's
and
just
how you
like
raise
when you told
child.
Me I was bringing in old shit into my new interviewing process. If I didn't learn from how I used to be to where I am now, I wouldn't be this strong in articulating what I want from a man. So my mother didn't teach me the right things to ask and to look for when I went to look for a mate. Even though I knew I had it in me what kind of man I needed and wanted in my life, my mother didn't teach me the things that I should say. My mother's a very kind. My mother's a nice woman. I'm kind. I'm not nice, goddammit. So now that I know better, I teach my daughter better. I don't teach my daughter to court like my mother taught me how to court. Oh, ask him, what does he like? What's his? I don't give a fuck what you like. You got me here. You want to know what I want. So, I need to know if we compatible. I need to know before I give a damn about what you like and how I need to do for you. I need to make sure you can take care of me. You can give me what I want. If I know for a fact that you can't, then it's no need for me to waste your time and it's no need for you to waste mine. And this is what I teach my daughter. Yes, you be kind to people. But before you become nice to them, you make sure that they can goddamn right.
Yep.
Because I'm tired of people. Yes. And I'm bringing that in because I had to learn along the way. But I'm going to teach my daughter different from how I was taught to be nice first, then kind next. No, I'm going to be kind to everyone.
So do you think men have the same perspective that we have when it's.
Well, that's why I was going
in the beginning stages.
I was going to ask you: do you have a list? Is it certain qualities and attributes that you check off to say, okay, now I want to pursue this woman? I see this lady, I want to pursue her.
Well, the first thing on my list is the first thing on everybody's list:
physical attraction.
Am I attracted enough to this person to sit down? Whether it's mentally, whether it's through conversation that we've had, whether it's. Well, whether I was in the inbox and she jumped in my inbox, whatever it was that got us to this table.
Physical is not even on, it's not the top on my list.
I didn't say physical.
Yeah, you said physical is.
I did not say physical.
What did you say? Attractive.
What's at the top of everybody's list is an attraction.
Right.
Whether it be
okay,
physical, emotional, you know, mentally, this person is stimulated.
You
got to
be attracted at some
in
level.
In some capacity to get to this table.
Right.
It does attraction and interest.
That's so
the same.
Open-ended.
How is that open-ended? If it's,
because
if it's an attraction.
It could be their money that you're attracted to.
That's what I'm saying.
Something got to get you there.
Something gets
that's
you
what
there.
He's saying.
Okay, so that's why I say attraction and interesting could
but
be
you
the same
know
thing.
But is it you know what? Yoshi Man and Yoshi, but y'all are saying the same thing because it's kind of like something is going to get you to the table. Now, what happens after you
table.
Get to, yeah, that's what's going to determine it when you get to that table.
See, now, here's why I don't use the word interesting mm-hmm. because the actual connotative meaning or denotative, excuse me, is the action or power of evoking interest, pleasure, or liking for someone or something for some reason.
For some reason.
That's why I call it attraction and not interest.
Mm-hmm.
because it is the power of caused me to get there.
Words. Go ahead, English.
Well, I'm more interested in people.
Words matter
than attractive.
And comprehension. And
words do matter.
Comprehension.
Exactly. I'm more interested than attractive.
Comprehension.
In that sense, I'm just saying that's what's top of my list.
Right.
And then after that, everything else is, to me, workable.
So really quick.
It just depends on the person and how things are going. Because what might be on the top of my list for somebody else, like one of the things that I find super attractive on a person is a grind and a hustle. If you got a hustle and you really get after it yourself, like not even to take care of yourself, it's just a mindset of just what you do.
Right.
Super attractive to me.
Right.
Damn near, I'm going to try to help you with your hustle.
Right.
That's me. Like, I don't care where you are in your hustle. I'm going to try to help you.
I see that.
Do that.
Yeah, and I see that in you both. I do. I see in you both Yoshis. But really quick, give me, you said the attractiveness. Give me like two more what would be on your list.
Are they a good parent?
Mm-hmm.
And are they good with finances?
Okay. Yoshi. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Vaughn saying Yoshi. Vaughn, what are three for you?
Three of my top, when I first meet a person in the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Or ongoing.
Ongoing.
Yeah.
I need him to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
I need him to me a busy person means they're moved. They're they're not idle. They're because I'm doing this because of me. I'm looking at myself and I'm looking at. I don't need you to be wondering, well, what you doing today, or where you at, or what you.
Don't
I need
sitting around waiting for you to slow down. Wait,
don't WID me to death.
Because I got because
that means you not busy enough. Okay.
Because if you're not busy enough. Yeah. An idle mind will take you other places.
Yes, Lord.
And so I need you to know that, we're going to, one, I need him to be, his activities.
Right.
What does your daily activities look like? What does your, what is your what do you do? How do you plan your day? Mm-hmm. That's very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's a planner.
Mm-hmm. Well, not saying necessarily a planner, but what does your day consist of? You work and just go home? Do you work? Do you have what are the things that you are involved in? Mm-hmm. Are you into like a sports? Do you do anything after school?
Curricular activity.
I need to know how do you fill up your day? Mm-hmm. How do you maintain your day? That's very important to me.
Yep.
Being like as I said before, resourceful. Mm-hmm. I need to make sure. And you can tell by a person's conversation. I'm an outgoing person. I'm an extroverted person. I like to network.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know, are you a networker?
Mm-hmm.
I need to know do you enjoy going to benefit events or do you like doing just outings? Like I need to understand like where is your mind and how, because a person that networks is a resourceful person.
Yeah.
That's two. And number three, I just need to know what is family like for you?
Mm-hmm.
Family, because we take care of family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a very strong will with your family, especially your mom, your parents, that means to me you have a heart. That means you take a family man to me is a man who is, and I'm not talking about a messy family. I'm talking about someone who has a very good family history. You know,
family.
They are very considerate.
Mm-hmm.
They are most oftentimes, let me say, they're very considerate. They're thoughtful.
Sometimes they can be overbearing.
They can be, but you got to know.
You have to have boundaries in place.
Right. You got to have boundaries, but at least I know that you're not self-centered.
I know
that you are a man
who takes other people into consideration.
Take them into consideration. Right. And
or puts others before yourself.
Right, right. So those three things are kind of top. You know, the finances, the money, eventually that will come, but the heart of the man is important to me.
Well, no, I understand.
Because that money can come and go. The lifestyle can come and go. But what's going to really stand?
Well, I wasn't talking about the amount of money they have.
No, it don't have to be
just
amount.
Just how they manage.
How they manage your money.
Yeah, like you can't. You
because
can't,
eventually.
Like, you can't ask me. I don't mind you asking me to get your hair and nails done. But you're not going to ask me to get your hair and nails done and every week.
Just think about
it. Or 3 times a week you at the bar.
You're going to find out what person's value. Uh-huh. You're going to find out a person's currency by how often you go out, mm-hmm. Where do you go, mm-hmm. the money you spend. But
well, I think it's different on a woman's side, I think, because you guys are usually the
receivers
of that. So you would see the finances in a different manner. Like right. For me, it's, yeah, I get it.
The hospitalities for me is the hospitality. It's the, because you can, your representative is going to eventually show up or leave, mm-hmm. or the real you is going to eventually come out. So
my problem is I don't want to wait and see. I just kind of want to know up front so I don't have to waste my fucking
time. That's the
thing.
That's the tricky thing about it. And you will never know.
You'll never know.
You'll never know. Some people is up front. You can see it with your third eye.
And some people are going to hide. And some people, they're going to hide their assets and everything because they don't want something.
That's what's
going to
piss me off.
Well, then they hide their assets because they don't want to be used. Like, why do you really like me for me, or do you like what I can provide?
Or they're going to hide their assets because their shit is in a shambles. But they know you got your shit together.
True.
And now we months down the road and nigga, why you ain't tell me your house was in foreclosure or you had tax liens and why you ain't tell me this? Why I would have never got into this shit with you. Mm-hmm. Now we too far gone. And
I got too far gone.
No, you goddamn right. I'm talking for somebody else because you know
as far as marriage. Let's just say you done got married into this, yeah. And you didn't do your diligence.
There are women who don't research the way that they should, and then it was a lady on Facebook going on and on about that shit. Like she went in, found out later on down the line that this man had another identity using lying, like. Y'all got to do y'all homework better.
That was a social
better.
Media influencer like
yeah.
that. Shonda.
Yeah. That was this time last year, yeah. wasn't it?
It wasn't that long ago. But I know we got to wrap up the show. I just, y'all know me. I can be a little hasty, but I just don't, I'm very time conscious.
Right.
So I just can't do it. And that's why I try to get everything up front. Let's clear the air. Let's lay it all out on the line. And I love everything that Yoshi Man was saying. We're the same person. He's a Capricorn. I'm a Capricorn rising. We have a lot of the same beliefs. But where we're different at is let's cut through the shit, baby. I don't feel like I'll romance you later. Let's romance later. Let's get the particulars in front of us right now. Like when we on the boat sailing off, that's when we'll have time for me to be like, what's your favorite color? What's this? What's that? I don't give a fuck about that first date. I need to know if we are compatible.
Right.
Period, point blank. I have always been said that I have more of a male perspective on dating. And I don't mind having that. I went out last week and I was, walking the room. I look really good. But I was walking the room and I could hear niggas talking. Yeah, she looked mean. She looked like she bought that paper. She looked like she on her shit. Like, yeah, I heard this conversation as I'm walking through. And maybe one or two guys stepped to me. And I politely, yeah, nah, babe, I'm good. But I appreciated the fact that they took in what they saw and they knew not to even come at me like that. And that's what I want a lot of men to think. Like, should I even be approaching this woman? She's not in my weight class. Because I would rather not hurt your feelings than you even attempt to try me. Okay? And it's the same with me.
But they gonna try you.
Yeah.
They gonna try.
And yeah, they gonna shoot a shot. I mean, because some of them don't care anything about rejection. That's part of life for them. So they're
women
okay,
do it all the time.
I tried.
Women shoot they shot knowing that man is out of their league.
Yep.
Or they're not in. women do it all the time. And that's so why we get a bad rap.
Yep.
She's a gold digger, she's this, she's that. Because half the stuff that she does, she probably can't even afford for her own self. So she looks for someone that's...
So you're a gold digger if you can't...
That's the perception that men give women. Mm-hmm.
So help me understand, and Yoshi Man, you might can chime in on this. What if you are a woman who seeks men who have money, but you are able to provide those things for yourself versus a woman who can't provide those things for herself
and
who pursues a man with money? What's the difference between those two women? Is one a gold digger and one's not?
Think that it's the motive behind it. I think the woman who has money is seeking a man with money to match,
to keep,
equally yoked.
Yes, so that's what Lisa Ray was saying, right?
Right.
And the woman who is seen as a gold digger because
she doesn't have it.
She doesn't have it,
but she wants to.
I think even in that, like. Some people might aspire to be somewhere and they need to get with the right person to bring that out of them. Now, you know, me at 30, maybe me today, I ain't got it in me to do that. I think just like y'all, you're at a point now where it's like maybe before I could have worked with some things, but now I'm at a point where I got mine and I need for someone because y'all are looking more lifelong.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever
we're close
time.
To retirement.
Yeah, we're close to retirement.
Yeah,
and we don't have like, and this is.
I ain't saying my pocketbook is close to retirement. I'm just saying
but
age.
We are, right.
Know, yeah, mm-hmm. we're getting to that age where life should be less about finances, less about in a sense of worrying about them.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And it's just in the sense of worrying about it.
Right.
Less about finances and more about living life. And knocking stuff off your bucket list and enjoying what you're doing your day to day. And that's why I say I don't really have the time for it. I said, but if I was to meet someone, and that's why I say there's a difference in a gold digger, because even if a woman that doesn't have, but she has some pride in herself and she has a mindset of wanting to get her own, she won't allow you to do certain things. Because I have dated someone like that who didn't have, and she would not allow me to do a lot of stuff for her. Like, it was like, no, don't worry about it, I got it. She may say something about something going on, but would never take, like, if I was to cash app her, she would send it right back. Like, no if, no ands, no buts. She didn't ask me for it. I was trying to help out.
Well, I don't consider that a gold digger.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is there are those, but then there are those that are gold diggers. They don't have it.
And they expect
it. And they expect it.
And now, that's all they seek.
Yeah, and that's all they seek. And then you living at home, like you living at home with your parents. You ain't never left. It ain't like you left and went back to re-up or to stack.
Well, what's your three, Sue?
I mean, some of what you all said, I think the only thing is more about transparency and communication. Being transparent, being honest, being open. And being able to comprehend when you do have a conversation about certain things and certain topics, not being afraid to talk to someone about how you feel or what your expectations are or what you are looking for throughout the relationship from the beginning, in the middle, and even close to the end, mm-hmm. you know, if there is an ending. So I think it's just really important to be transparent and honest and open, and always do a check-in when you're talking and when you are in a relationship to see if we are still going down this same path, or if you feel like, hey, this is maybe the end of the road for me, or maybe we should try something else or something like that. So I just think it's about communication and being honest, open, and comprehension.
And if you're bad with those opening conversations, which, you know, sometimes I have these. I went ahead. I invested in it for my podcast, but it's helped. Like, right. you know, if you don't, like if you're bad with the conversation starts to stagnate, mm-hmm. I have some I use the conversation cards questions.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I just pick from them and start conversations off of that.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like I think that you can get some of those, and if you're having a difficult time and you can get to know somebody that way, because there are different scenarios and stuff in that might help you get to know
right.
whether they deciding to lie or not.
But, right. And also being God-fearing. Like, I really want you to be, you know.
Do I got to go to church?
You have to have a relationship with God. You have to have a relationship with God. But not, but it is.
Some people equate your relationship with God.
What do you mean you don't go to church every day?
Yeah, I mean, every week. You don't go to church every Sunday.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, you have to have a relationship with God, with the higher power, and put him first.
Do you seek God for answers? Do you seek God for strength?
Right.
Do you seek God? Do you refer to God as a source?
Right.
Do we have God in this relationship?
Right. So I do feel that too. No, you don't have to go to church every day. You don't have to be on Bedside Baptist internet every Sunday. But you do have a relationship with the higher power. Whereas if you do have something that is heavy on your heart, do you go to him first or do you rely on man? And my thing is go to him first before, you know, even come to me.
Because I feel like a man who keeps failing in life, he doesn't have God first in his life.
Right, right.
Let that sit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because ain't no way you got God first in your life and you keep
or hitting you do the same have brick him, wall. But you're not. Here it is. Right. Comprehension again.
Yeah.
You're not listening.
Right.
You're not abiding
by faith without works is
right.
dead.
You're not listening. Trust him.
Yep. And I can't trust no man on this earth, especially when he doesn't show me leadership qualities. So now I got to live in my masculine. And yeah, we can't be together like that. Because what we going to eat?
Right.
What the fuck we going to eat?
Like physically and mentally.
Yeah, I need to be fed. Yes.
Physically and mentally.
Yes. Take us out of here, man. I could go all day.
Thank y'all for listening to today's episode. It really has been a great one. You can catch us on all podcast platforms. Never miss an episode on our website at thevarynecessarypodcast.com. You can catch us on all social platforms at the same handle, thevarynecessarypodcast. And send us an also very necessary letter. We would love to hear from you. Our email is thevarynecessarypodcast@gmail.com.
Hey. Come on here.
She was waiting for her.
You know I'm waiting for my pot.
If you want to go.
All right. Each week, do something. Improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
We out. Okay. Nice.